sharing our expertise in decarbonization and infrastructure. It's a perfect partnership.
I completely agree with Larry. This is going to be the golden age of infrastructure investing, both in terms of the need for capital as well as investors who want that capital. Okay.
In a move that's raising alarms across the nation, BlackRock, through its 2024 acquisition of Global Infrastructure Partners, or GIP, has surged into direct ownership of U.S. energy infrastructure.
BlackRock, one of the largest asset managers on Earth, which owns just about everything, appears to be quietly buying up huge pieces of the U.S. energy grid. But don't worry, they say it's all about building infrastructure for artificial intelligence, so don't worry about it. Nothing to see here.
Shifting from passive investor to hands-on controller of critical utilities and grids.
The company BlackRock that's f***ing everybody in America, they're going to be buying utility companies now. That's right, utility companies. They've already purchased an electric company up in Minnesota. You. They have plans to invest hundreds of billions of dollars into the utility market here in the United States so you can watch your electricity and gas bills go up to nosebleed levels.
The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission approved a $6.2 billion takeover of Elite, parent of Minnesota Power, by a BlackRock-led consortium with Canada Pension Plan in October of 2025, granting private equity majority control over power serving 150,000 customers.
This $6.2 billion deal follows months of debate and pushback from groups across Minnesota.
It is not always going to be in the financial best interest of BlackRock to keep our rates as low as possible. That's not the business that they're in. They're in the business of making profit from as many things as possible.
I'm a Minnesota Power customer. So if you have read stories over the years about beloved brands like Joann's or Red Lobster being driven into the ground by private equity, now imagine if that was your utility, because that's where private equity sector is going, as they have extracted all of the value out of the retail and service sector that they can. They are increasingly turning their attention to infrastructure and the things that make up the material basis of our lives.
Meanwhile, GIP is in advanced talks for a potential $38 billion acquisition of AES Corporation, which is a major player with renewable assets nationwide.
Larry's team drafts the game plan for restructuring portfolios, valuing toxic assets, and bailing out collapsing banks. Larry Fink had turned the greatest financial disaster of a generation.
Right, let's stop there. The report goes on for a few minutes, and I wanted to cover this Friday, but got busy. But don't cover it later tonight. I'm going to do it tomorrow. And John Bowen did a great job of this report. But it's way worse than he's saying. The data centers, the whole AI thing, BlackRock already owns, through its subsidiaries, large portions of the U.S. power grid. They bought, 6 years before the Maui Lahaina fire, that little town's grid. It's been paid for over 70 years by the locals. They bought the little power co-op collective and then said, we're no longer investing. This is just a little microcosm. We're no longer investing in anything to do with carbon. We're not going to fix the power lines. We're not going to trim them, nothing. Then they left the power on, burned it all down. Just like the Palisades, and I told you it'd be a 15-minute city, and that they wouldn't let people rebuild, and everything I said came true. Because it's a formula, so it's way worse. But most of the utilities are been state-owned or power collectives of different counties. Big companies will come in that partner with them and that make their profit. But anywhere you end up getting big areas of the power controlled by private interests, you will be raped. Think about Enron. And if you think Enron was bad, this is the same group. And remember, they also want to cut off all the carbon to make it more expensive and not work. And Bowen gets into that in his report, but there's so many facets to this. We're live now, but when we're not live, we re-upload this to X later. We'll add the rest of the report in, but this is one of their main big moves, and it needs to be absolutely opposed. I know it's not as, you know, sexy as Egyptian aircraft and stuff like that, but it's really serious. It's real. Ben Shapiro accused me of never giving names or specifics. Buddy, that's all I do. That's why you don't like me. We'll be right back.
Whoa, dude, is that methylene blue? This house really knows me.
Oh, wow, Shilajit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. These sure taste great, and they're good for me, too. You can buy me now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the sea moss and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
There must be some way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
There's too much confusion.
There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine.
Come and take my herb.
Come and dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
All along the watchtower. You know, those people out there that think that life is a joke, they are such fools. But you and I, we've been through that, and it's not our fate. So let's stop talking falsely now. The hour is getting late. That's why, give it enough time, Alex Jones is almost always right. Sometimes we have enough momentum to stop some bad thing that's going to happen. We have such a giant audience of activists, but that's about the only time we're wrong. Because I've done my homework, and I have on the experts that are consistently right. And I'm not defending our record. Our record is important so people know and understand that there's a place you can go that's got the best accuracy record out there. And that's all God working through us, our guests, our crew, the listeners, one big family. Now, I spent a lot of time last hour on this, and I'm going to show you the actual clips. And there's a bunch of them. Of Netanyahu saying the eight-front war opens up, he said it 2 months ago, in speeches to the Knesset, speeches to big Jewish think tanks, censorship groups, big tech, Congress. And now you have the Israeli government and the embassy saying, we're going out with these powerful AI tools, and we're tracking who you are and what you're doing, and we're going to get you. Now, again, there are dozens of new clips. Some of these are 10, 15 minutes long. So when I show you the clips, we'll also give you the headline, or you can find them on X, is where I got most of these. So you can go watch the full thing for yourself, okay? You need to know about this because we spent a lot of time on the EU coming in with its rules and the UK and suing U.S. companies and coming after U.S. individuals to get our speech. And Trump's starting to fight that, and that's good. And the 140 million euro fine on Elon and all of it. But Israel, under Netanyahu, declared a war on our free speech. It is the stereotype cliche of a foreign power trying to manipulate and control America. It's bad enough if our own government does it, but really bad if they do. And I mean the Chinese, the Israelis, anybody. So this is a big deal, and it is outrageous. But Israel thinks by labeling anybody against this anti-Semitic, everybody will just cower. People are sick of being guilted, Netanyahu, by the left, by you, by everybody. And you guys have been so anti-Western, so anti-Christian, so anti-white on the left and the Islamics and some of the Israelis that you've made actually a lot of people become what you said they were. Oh, you say I'm Hitler? Okay, I like Hitler. Well, that's not me because I studied too much history. I don't like Hitler, and I don't like you, Netanyahu. I don't like Islam, and I don't like expansionist global greater Israel at our expense. Got it? But I always try to explain to the numbskulls out there. They're like, pro-Islam. Jones is covering up for the Jews by saying Islam's a threat. I don't want to be run over by an 18-wheeler or by a Mack truck.
I don't want to be shot in the head with a shotgun or a 357 Magnum. I don't want Russian nuclear bombs to rain on us or Chinese. And I don't want NATO to start that. See, you can have lots of things you know, not just one thing you know. It doesn't take away from that one magic thing you know. The Jews obsessing on themselves and saying everybody's coming after them and then trying to censor and control everybody and creating the self-fulfilling prophecy, which Netanyahu knows he's doing, which will get him more power with the Jews. Just like black groups will go stir up and create fake hate crimes so they'll get more funding. Humans all act the same, folks. Okay? So corruption, evil, false flags, manipulation is not exclusive to any one group. It doesn't take away from when a group's doing it that it's bad, but you have no real moral authority when you try to only say corruption can come from one group of people. It's just not true. That is a defense of reality. Now, let us expose, which we've already been doing, has just been building, but now it's hitting a whole new level of tempo and acceleration. And again, the Israel lobby has been suing and undermining and attacking X and trying to crash into the market and doing all this, and he's now suing them back. So Elon's all smiley face and everything in public, but in his actions, he's taking action and has been an incredible maverick for the unprecedented level of free speech that is flourishing on X. And a lot of it's a train wreck, and it's crazy, but that's what freedom is about. Rumble's doing an excellent job as well. It's forcing the other tech companies, because they're losing market share, to start easing off. This is revolutionary. So I do absolutely get excited about that and thank Elon Musk for his courage and maverick leadership. Is that what we wanted? Is that what we need? But you look a gift horse in the mouth. So I said pull up the Netanyahu clip when he declared 8-front war. They were telling me, well, which one, sir? There's like 50. Let's do the first one where he's in the with the young American Jews in the media, and he's telling them how they've got to go fight, and then we've got him at big public meetings. Let's go ahead and play those clips.
So something I would like to raise, which was actually my first published paper, was how you and the Likud party are cut from the same ideological cloth as Trump and the GOP in America. And so specifically with Charlie Kirk's assassination, who was a big mentor of mine, who's my first mentor in the space, evangelicals, from all my research, evangelicals are the reason that Israel has been supported in public sphere outside of just Jews. So with Charlie's assassination and with the kind of trajectory that we see with like Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, I guess I'm curious about what's another game plan if we lose evangelical support for the state of Israel? What's our backup plan to be strong like outside of the diaspora?
Christian influencers? Okay. You said, you talked about the woke right, and you said, I call it the woke Reich. That's a brilliant observation. The woke right, because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane. They're loonies. But they're actually meeting on some of the things. And what we have to do is we have to secure that part of our, the base of our support in the United States. That is being challenged systematically. A lot of this is done with money. Money of NGOs, vast. Money of governments, vaster. Okay? We have to fight back. How do we fight back? Our influencers. I think you should also talk to them if you have a chance, to that that community. They're very important. Mm. And secondly, we're going to have to use the tools of battle. You know, the weapons change over time. You can't fight today with swords. That doesn't work very well, okay? And you can't fight with cavalry. That doesn't work very well. And you have these new things, you know, like drones, things like that. I won't get into that. But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are the social media. And the most important purchase that is going on right now is class.
Followers.
TikTok. TikTok. Number one. And I hope it goes through because it's it can be consequential. Mm-hmm. And the other one, what's the other one that's most important?
X.
That's very good. And, you know, so we have to talk to Elon. He's not an enemy. He's a friend. We should talk to him. Now, if we can get those two things, we get a lot. And I could go on other things, but that's not the point right now. We have to fight the fight, okay? To take, give direction to the Jewish people and give direction to our non-Jewish friends or those who could be our Jewish our friends. Are we going to succeed with everyone? No. Will there be a strong counterpoint? Yes.
Not only the burning of Israeli flags, and this is consequential. You see the burning of American flags, British flags, Canadian flags, French flags. That's not an accident, because the people who are leading this charge are basically challenging Western civilization or free societies as we understand them. When you celebrate these killers, you're celebrating the complete breakdown of civilized society as we understand it. So what Israel is fighting here is not merely a seven-front war, which I'll have to attend to in a few minutes, but an eight-front war. It's the war, ultimately, of civilization against barbarism. Now, how does this war proceed? There are certain patterns of anti-Semitism that we've seen down the ages.
Oh, and pause.
It's always...
Same thing's being done in Australia, the UK, all over Europe. The Muslims attack that have been brought in by the globalists, brought in by the ADL, brought in by the Jewish charities, the Catholic ones. And then when they attack, they go, oh, we're going to pass laws taking all your free speech and your guns. But then when you study what the ADL and its counterparts in Europe are doing, they're really going after the conservatives and the populists that are opposing open borders and opposing the tyranny. And they're not even going after the Muslims. So see, it sounds good. Oh, we're fighting for the West. Oh, we're fighting barbarism. But the Israel lobby is hiding their activities and saying, oh, we're on your side. We're against the Muslims. So it's true. People say that people are using the Muslim attacks as a diversion from Israel. But then they say, and Islam isn't a threat and Islam's not a problem. No, it is a huge problem. And in the long term, you know, absolutely, you know, you get different Israeli administrations, different groups, you know, it goes on and off, you know, good, bad, whatever. With Muslims, man, it is, they'll tell you they're your friends, but in the long game, it's in the Quran, they're lying to you, it's about takeover. And now they've got their numbers up high enough, they say, no, it's time for the Islamic Jihad. It's time for the Intifada. And you see that. So, and the Muslims want censorship too. They all come from societies that don't have free speech. So here's Netanyahu at the government press office of Israel giving the speech. But he just said his eight-front war. Let's move on from that because I got too much to get to. Here is the Israeli embassy spokesperson admits they use big tech to spy on people all over the Western world, including America, change policy and influence the governments to stop anti-Semitism. And they work through the corporations, the banks, to censor and control people, and they say, we're watching you. This is foreign meddling. This is election meddling. This is tyranny. Here it is.
Bet you didn't see this. What you're about to watch is easily one of the scariest, most disturbing things that I personally have ever seen. Watch this.
When you look for a job, when you look for a spouse, when you look for a nanny, when you look for anything, our work will always be documented, again, thanks to Google and SEO. In corporations where DEI leaders smeared Israel, excused Hamas, we pressured CEOs, some resigned, many were terminated, but policies were changed, thankfully.
So this is Leora Rez, I think that's how you say her name, the founder of the organization Stop Antisemitism. So I'm just going to kind of break this down as we go. But first, I need you to understand something. As you're watching this, consider the fact that this is the organization that I was talking about a little while ago that said that Miss Rachel was an anti-Semite. Okay, she brought a little girl who was blown up by the IDF and who had to have her leg amputated. She had her on her show and showed her love and care. And because of that, these people, this woman, this organization called her an anti-Semite. Not only an anti-Semite, they nominated her for anti-Semite of the year. Okay, so keep that in mind as you watch.
For years, we exposed hate.
Pause, back up 2 seconds. And what he's saying is dead on. He's been a guest before. But just like I have here in my stack, I showed you earlier, the UK's new law that bans any type of speech they don't like, puts you in prison, criticism of Islam, you name it, that the Israel lobby is supporting, because you can't criticize Israel either. Sorry, a free society, you can. If your ideas are so great, then let it out there. Okay? We have a list of what the Israeli embassy is saying at once, And I showed it a few weeks ago when they had a Meta was reading off of it, saying we've gotten the rules changed. She said, we Jews, in almost every position of power in big tech, she says that. If you're a new listener, I've already played it like 10 times last month, so I'm not going to play it again. Maybe we should. It's so crazy. But she says it, and then she says, if you criticize Zionism, we're going to take you offline, we're going to take your bank account, we're going to destroy you. I mean, you know. Well, Zionism is now the greater Israel policy. I'm against Israel expanding and taking over and having huge wars. I don't want to get rid of Israel. Yeah, there she is. So, I mean, this is bonker town, folks. And I have to oppose this. But I do it from a position of just being reasonable and saying, hey, everybody needs to say this is wrong, including American Jews, and a lot of them are. But, again, I want to play the whole thing, but it's like 15 minutes long here. So just go back to it.
You watch this.
For years, we exposed hate, pressured institutions, and delivered consequences. But after 10/7, the scale of threat and the urgency of our mission changed dramatically overnight.
Yeah, I bet it did ramp up. Because after October 7th, a lot of people started to wake up and realize what was going on in the Middle East, specifically that the Israeli government is literally committing war crimes and genociding and ethnically cleansing an entire people. See, that's what happened. People started to realize that. So I'm sure that everything ramped up for you. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Since that day, we have featured more than 1,000 anti-Semites on our platforms. 1,000. Not theorized about them, not quietly documented them, feature them publicly, clearly, and with evidence. The results speak for themselves. Approximately 400 of these Jew haters have faced real consequences, including firings, suspensions, and expulsions. More than 300 of them remain in an active investigatory state across universities, corporations, DEI departments, unions, hospitals, nonprofits, and yes, unfortunately, federal government agencies.
She's literally saying the quiet part out loud. They are literally targeting people and calling them Jew haters for things like criticizing the Israeli government, for things like calling out genocide, for things like standing up for innocent civilians that are being murdered at mass. She's literally saying they give them the label Jew hater, and then they go on a witch hunt after all these people. That's what she's saying. There's more. Keep watching.
And yes, 5 arrests to date tied directly to threats and violence of anti-Semitic conduct we helped expose. This is what accountability looks like. This is what action looks like. This is what pushing back hard looks like against the tidal wave of hate that has consumed the United States and global population.
Let's just stop right there. The full clip's important. In fact, we'll put it in post. So when we upload all this to X and Rumble later, you'll be able to see the whole thing. And everything he's saying is accurate. It's in the list of what they're doing. But she's saying in the U.S. through regulatory agencies, this is foreign meddling openly in the U.S. It's one thing if you got a bunch of jihadis at some college that are here, you know, getting free tuition and all the rest of it. They're saying, you know, blow up America, blow up everything. Sure as hell, ship them out of here. All for that. But no, they're going after citizens, folks. And it's tyrannical and it's wrong. And it's not going to work. So just stop. Now you know what the 8-front war is. It's not just, oh, put your ideas out, which is fine. I'll have you on. I've had a bunch of pro-Israel people on to hear their perspectives. And I don't try to have the really super kooky ones on. That's why I don't have Shmoly on, because it's like, if I really wanted to hurt Israel, I'd have them on every day. I mean, I try to have like really thoughtful, smart Jews on. So I want to hear their perspective. And they're like disagreeing with most of the censorship and this other stuff and, you know, what's happening. So it's very frustrating. But here's Ben Shapiro a few days ago attacking me at TBUSA. And he attacked Tucker. He attacked all these other people. And you already lost that fight by kicking Nick Fuentes out all over all these years and doing all this censorship. The Streisand effect was engaged. And so now you notice half the questions are about Israel at TPUSA, which, again, why at something about America is it all about Israel? Because you made it that way. You made it the fetish. You made it the thing you're not supposed to do. And I'm glad the stuff's coming out because that shows you it's not working. It's healthy that people are concerned about this overall. Those people are doing healthy things, bringing up the USS Liberty and things. What's not healthy is in turning around and making stuff up without evidence, not just about Israel, but about people that don't accept the stuff that's made up and say, listen, we don't need to be making stuff up. You understand? And later, Ben Shapiro came out this week and said, I'm sorry, I got lied to. I didn't know the shots were poison and deadly. Yes, he did. But you notice, he says, I want you doomed and gloomed. I want you to believe you have no hope. I don't ever name names. I talk about shadowy groups. No, I expose BlackRock and the private Federal Reserve and the UN and the WEF and the treaties and the documents and the legislation and the plans. And I talk about other big issues like, oh, they're about to get rid of the Yen-Kerry trade, what that'll do. And I mean, we this is an adult program of actual real discussion. And I know a lot of people tune in that have just woken up, and it's easier just to have, know about one subject. It's like all leftists know is about Palestine. And, oh, they're poor babies, and they're perfect. Blah, 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 blah. Or the left, oh, transgenderism. You know, that's the Democrat Party's big thing. Because it's just some low-grade moron, one-issue thing cause celeb people have got. So I challenged Ben last week, and I'm not holding my breath. He won't debate me because he knows I'll destroy him. Oh, he can debate some zit-faced college kid that's been brainwashed by the left. That's like debating a fence post. But he can't debate me. He got up there and said the USS Liberty was attacked on accident and the Israelis sent boats to save it. You mean torpedo boats to sink it? It's been in the Israeli news that they were trying to sink it to blame it on Egypt and get a full war going. They had people at TPUSA, these preachers that actually do go to Israel and get paid to be influencers here in meetings with Netanyahu, the very preachers that are there in their meetings pledging allegiance to Israel and saying, coming back. And they get there and go, well, what? Well, the USS Liberty was spying on Israel for Egypt, and LBJ was bad. And so Israel, A, no one has ever said that. B, that's not true. See, I've interviewed more people on the boat than anybody else. The U.S. was on the side of Israel. LBJ was working with Israel to sink the boat to go to war with Egypt and maybe suck Russia in. And that's been partially declassified. And I interviewed the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff before he died about it. So you talk about nasty. You got Shapiro up there. I'll play the clip when we come back. Saying, I don't give any receipts. And I don't, and I want you to be gloomed and doomed. I want you to be optimistic, informed, engaged, and to win. And we're doing that in the info war. But then I got these other clips. I mean, I don't even want to go there. I don't want to make the whole show about Israel. And there's these very influencers, these big preachers that I saw a couple months ago at a meeting with the U.S. ambassador to Israel, Huckabee, and Netanyahu in the front row. And they got like 500 of them in there, and they're all saying, we're going to go back in the eight-front war. Oh, that clip's even crazier. I played it like a few weeks ago. We're going to go back in the eight-front war, and we're going to stop these anti-Semites. And stopping anti-Semites means, yeah, there's the clip right there. This was yesterday. Oh, no, the USS Liberty was traitorous. USS Liberty was hurting Israel. LBJ wanted to attack Israel. What the? I mean, talk about conspiracy theories. This is sick. You know what? I'll play that clip too. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get Ultra Methylene Red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, I just know where the facts are after the research. Sometimes we discover stuff right away. Sometimes we have to dig into it. But Charlie Kirk's body wasn't even cold yet. And people said Israel did it and just put out that that was the narrative. And I saw on international Islamic TV scholars going, well, we want to go after Israel, so we put that idea out first. Now, has Israel ever killed U.S. citizens? Does Israel get involved in our politics? Is Israel saying there's an eight-front war here to control speech? Was Charlie starting to say, I'm not going to do what Netanyahu says? Yeah. Could Israel have killed him? I said, yeah, but I need to see some evidence. You have Tyler Robinson and 10 of the local trainees saying he'll be dead when he comes here tomorrow. You have the leftist down front screaming, I shot him, I shot him. And he said later, oh, I did it so the shooter could get away. You had a bunch of the crowd yelling and cheering. They didn't think they'd get shot from the shooter. Yay, good job. And then I saw him in court this week, giggling and laughing and looking so satisfied with his trans flag tie on, his parents crying behind him that turned him in. Oh, remember, we saw still image, such a nice young boy. He would never, you look at the up close footage coming up, he looks like Jeffrey Dahmer. The left said they wanted Charlie Kirk dead. So many of these attacks are trans and their supporters. And then I'm like, no, they said they want him dead. They're celebrating it. They're celebrating all over the country his death still and demonizing him. And I look at this guy, and he looks like a total demonic punk, arrogant, proud of himself, smirking, smiling, evil ass eyes. Looks like a killer to me. Did he have people helping him? Yeah. And Cash Patel, I broke it. Cash Patel got in a big fight with Tulsi Gabbard and said, I don't want to look at intelligence of him having accomplices. Even though we all had it with them saying, we're going to kill him tomorrow in the town. And when he died, saying, see, we told you. We're like, we're not joking. Guaranteed he's dead tomorrow. See? And then Patel goes and kills it. And then a month after I tell you that, in mid-September, it comes out, indeed, that fight happened. And I said, I believe there's a cover-up here. I don't know what it is. Gabbard said there's evidence of foreign involvement. That's the director of national intelligence. Incredible credibility. When they sent the guy from the U.S. guy that was trained in Ukraine to kill Trump, they use Ukraine as a cutout. Could it be Ukraine? Could it be Israel? Could it be the U.K.? Obama's running a lot of his operations out of the U.K. I don't know. But Patel got that shut down. So people are saying to me, oh, you don't want to look at accomplices. You don't want to investigate. That's not what I said. The Egyptian plane thing, we went and had it checked. Others did. We put out the findings. Was complete horse pucky. And now this new guy pops up, says he's on Fort Huachuca in Arizona, and goes into a room with 12 colonels and all these people and the head of TPUSA security, and then changes who it was, and then from his letter to on Candace, and then used an alias on the show and another one. And then you go, look, all Grok has is stuff he's claimed. I've been gang stalked. I've been this. I've been held prisoner in a garage and beat with hammers. And, you know, and he had all this craziness. They don't decide to kill you a day before at Fort Huachuca, and a guy randomly walks in, and there's 12 colonels in a room, and Erica Kirk's there. And she didn't say Erica Kirk was there. He didn't say Erica Kirk was there until he went on Candace. He goes, and I've got something new to tell you. Not only was there the head of TPUSA security, there was the day before the killing. It was Erica Kirk. I'll never forget those eyes. Oh, yeah. Yes, that's how the government, they're doing this, would have those people. I mean, you know nothing about how that stuff even works. I've studied it historically. So it's absolute horse crap. The Israelis are following her planes for years. For intelligence, they hack into your phones and track you that way. But I thought she was already an Israeli agent. She don't need to track her with planes. And she's already backed off that. Oh, well, the planes were different TPUSA planes. Oh, you don't even list TPUSA planes in your thing. And admit, well, you put some columns wrong. You're going to fix it with a website and show us all about it. But you've already moved on to the Fort Huachuca guy that gave you the metadata. Oh, what, photos of the people, who they are in the meeting? Or you mean you went on Fort Huachuca? I mean, metadata. I flew to the moon last night. I have metadata to prove it. Israel stood down on October 7th. We have the proof. It's come out. We said it the first day. Israel's done all sorts of stuff. We can prove. Founded Hamas. Funded them. Not Qatar. They gave the money to Qatar to do it. Ron Paul was talking about it. I was talking about it 30 years ago. I'll play clips in a moment. My point is that you can't just make stuff up, because when it comes out, it isn't true later. It discredits everything. But let's go back to Ben Shapiro, because he's met with Netanyahu. He's involved in the 8-front war. He thinks he can come in and take over TPUSA. And you're like, well, you're making our point for us. No, there's no doubt all these lobbies and the neocons, others want to take control of it. So my point is, point out what's out in the open to people, and that Israel's openly declared war on our speech and is trying to take over our country, and point that out and make a big deal about the videos I just showed. Not completely discredited, crazier than hell looking people when you look them up that just constantly make fantastic claims with no proof. And you go check the police records, it's the opposite of what you're being told. Oh, well, that's because they're on it too. Everybody's in on it. The French, the Israelis, the Egyptians, the U.S. military, the police, TPUSA, Erica Kirk. They're all just, I'm surprised he didn't say, I walked into a stadium of 80,000 people. They were planning a murder right there. Nothing about planning murders or assassinations. Maximum 3 people, all compartmentalized, orders go out. Not how it's done, folks. And the globalists know this. That's how they've been caught with JFK and stuff, because they got larger than that. So again, I'm not even trying to say we shouldn't investigate this. I've been doing it. But you don't, none of you guys want to touch, because I think up the chain, these things come down to create diversions from the real thing. Why were there 10 people 3 days before, 2 days before, a day before, 6 the day before, 2 days before, and 2 3 days before saying he'll be dead when he comes here, he'll be destroyed, he will be drained, he will be crushed, and then minutes after he's dead, see, I told you I wasn't joking. And I learned from who was in the White House meeting that Patel ordered it all shut down, created a big fit. Then I learned from people at TPUSA that met with Patel, and he said, yeah, we did interview 10 of those people, but we can't prove it. Yeah, they knew, but they probably weren't involved. So we're just going to move on. We can't get convictions. Next, they're going to say he's a right winger, like the pipe bomber. And that poor black guy that now admit is totally retarded and basically blind. So, yeah, there's a cover-up going on. That's my point. There's our article back in October. Global bombshell, Cash Patel officially caught trying to block Tulsi Gabbard's investigation into foreign governments' involvement in the Charlie Kirk assassination. That came from a well-known person in the cabinet room with probably only 20 people. And I stuck my little wiener out on the table to tell you that. You think I'm making friends doing that? That was real. That wasn't some nutball with a huge history of making stuff up. And then it came out a month later, exactly what I said in the meeting. That's called reality, boys and girls. But none of the trendies, none of the conspiracy lords. See, the people always call me a conspiracy theorist. The CIA created that in 64 when nobody bought the Kennedy assassination. 99% of what I do is not some speculation about something. It's look at this legislation, look at this bill, look at this plan, look at this video. Oh, let's talk to this expert. I'm actually a policy wonk. I'm an analyst. I'm a futurist. That's why they don't like me. I'm not the person that says flying saucers were in my backyard last night. I'm not the guy doing all that. Or the guy... Look, I mean, if I wanted huge raises, because people love a puzzle. They love a... I'll play a few things for you at the end of the show that are an example of a conspiracy theory. And one of them has credibility, the other doesn't. But I mean, if I wanted 50 million views on each one of these, I'd come in, I'd talk about it. Wouldn't have to lie, just say, I don't know, what do you think? And then it's just some little brain puzzle that never goes anywhere, like you're a hamster on a wheel. We ain't about being a hamster on a wheel. We're about changing the world, getting populists elected everywhere, getting Trump in, predicting 1776 worldwide 20 years ago, predicting the world populist movement to the date you now see. We're about credibility. And it isn't about tooting our horn that we have that. It's about saying we know what we're doing. So here's Shapiro suddenly, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know the shots were bad. Oh, but I did before they even rolled them out. Specifically Shapiro, because I have the documents, but I'm the guy that never gives specifics. I'm the guy that never gives solutions. I'm the guy that says it's shadowy groups. Really? The Rothschilds, the big central banks, the UN, their control system set up by the UN, set up by Rothschild, Rockefeller, its political arm, the WEF, the ESG, corporate global governance systems, all of this. I name specifics, I name how it's happening, and now we got the state of Texas winning huge lawsuits against BlackRock, trying to racketeer and shut off our energy operations. We're fighting BlackRock, trying to take over energy sectors and our power plants, and giving specifics and legislation to fight it. No, bitch. All we do is meat and potatoes. All we do is from 35,000 feet down to 1 inch. All we do is action and precision and information, because we think you're smart enough to be able to pick up on it and do something about it. Here's a few Shapiro clips, and then let's go to Brown University. Now it's Steve Bannon to Ben Shapiro. Go ahead and play 4B8, and then let's go ahead and play, get this out of the way, 28. On the USS Liberty, this is a real criticism of Israel. This is a real question to Ben Shapiro and him laughing about it and lying about it. This is how it's done. This is something real. Here it is.
But we now know that we were lied to by everyone. We were lied to by the scientists. We were lied to by Pfizer. We were lied to by the government. We were lied to by the Biden administration. We were lied to.
Benny.
I don't like being lied to. I don't know about you.
How much money you get for that?
Not believe these people.
We have a duty to propose solutions. That's why we have to talk about our problems in order to find the solutions. That's what politics was supposed to be about, after all, finding solutions to our common problems. If we speak endlessly about the problems we face, without ever positing a solution other than wrecking the system or centralizing power in a cult-like figure, we are not finding solutions. We are merely making problems worse. Just asking questions, positing vague conspiracies, raving like Alex Jones about the secret confederacies that control your life, none of it makes your life better. None of it. In fact, it makes your life markedly worse. That's because if you truly come to believe that nothing in your life is in your control, you can't even take control of your own life. You despair of your ability to change your own circumstances, and then you fail. And you must not fail.
Now, Benji Shapiro sat up here last night, and he was all, you know, it's all about the truth. Ben, I've known you a long time, brother. You can't handle the truth. Let's face it, Ben Shapiro is the farthest thing from MAGA. Let's be blunt. He is a hardcore never Trumper. He's a hardcore never Trumper. In the spring of 16, he tried to upend Breitbart. He walked off the job, made a big deal about some incident in Mar-a-Lago with Corey Lewandowski. He tried to turn it to Ted Cruz from Donald Trump because he hated Donald Trump. In the general election, he barely supported Donald Trump. The first sign of when President Trump gets sent back to Mar-a-Lago, the very first individual that jumped on the Ron DeSantis train, the Israel First train, was Ben Shapiro. And those are the darkest days we had. In 21 and 22, you guys were there. He's consistently been against Trump, and now that President Trump doesn't back the Greater Israel Project. What is Greater Israel? It's not about Israel itself. It's about an expansionist Israel, an imperial Israel that Netanyahu and that crowd have thought up. And the Israel First crowd is Ben Shapiro, Tel Aviv,
this is
Mark
how it's
Levin,
done. This
and
is how
many
it's done.
Others.
This is
that
truthful.
Want to put that ahead of America's interests.
Reasonable and truthful, not hateful. We don't hate you, just you ain't running us.
Jew hate is a serious sin. What do I mean by high-performance people? The Jews are a talented and hard-working people, and Jewish mothers are always pleased to introduce you to my son, the doctor. But they are also,
this
like
is one
the
of the
rest
Zionist
of
paid
us,
preachers.
Sons of Adam, making them dirty, rotten sinners.
At the end, so he says, maybe the USS Liberty was bad working with our enemies.
Just remember,
oh, your enemies, like you're not an American? Among of course it wasn't. LBJ set it up with Israel to sink it. It's worse than that. And see, we were evil, so were they.
Are angry because the Jews don't believe in Jesus. Jews are the enemy, it is thought. But Jesus commanded his followers to love their enemies, which you are manifestly not doing. So why should Jews listen to Jesus if you don't? Last thing, and you may consider this a little bonus round item, I mention it only because I believe it was brought up at this conference earlier. This bonus topic is the USS Liberty, attacked by Israeli planes in 1967, killing 34 Americans. I'm making no assertions here. All I am doing is noticing. All I'm doing is asking questions, you know, like Candace does, recklessly connecting dots. The Liberty was an intelligence-gathering ship, and LBJ was president. Israel was in the middle of a hot 1967 war. How confident are you personally that there was no American deep state in 67? How confident are you that we weren't playing both sides and feeding intel to Egypt? How confident are you that America can only be double-crossed and can never be the double-crosser? Your confidence in the essential goodness of the CIA is endearing. I want to close by saying, and this is crucial, I want to close by saying that I believe that debates about foreign policy and America's relationship to Israel and what happened to the USS Liberty or anything like that are totally inbounds and inbounds at a conference like this.
All right. I have interviewed more people from the USS Liberty than anybody else because most of them are dead. The interviews are all out there. People are finding them. They're digging them up. It's incredible. Not just the survivors, the people on board the aircraft carrier, the son of the admiral, because he was dead already, all of them. LBJ wanted to go over Tonkin. That's how he got us in Vietnam in 64. This is 67. Congress didn't want to give weapons to Israel, didn't want to come in against Egypt. Israel's under attack from all these sides. And Israel and LBJ made a deal, and they took the support frigate away from the Liberty, the most decorated ship in U.S. history after that. McGonagall, the captain, got paranoid. They ordered him right up to the edge of international waters to go back and forth on Israel. He had a bad feeling and said, put up our biggest flag. It's a long story, but I interviewed the judge advocate general that ran the secret hearings on it. I interviewed the Joint Chiefs of Staff head, Admiral Moore. He was the head of the Navy at the time, but also gave the Joint Chiefs of Staff for that. And I talked to people that heard it over the sat phone. They had satellites then, saw it patch 10 link. They shot the fighter jets twice to go save the ship during the 2+ hour attack. And then they get an order. McNamara says recall it. He refuses. McNamara gets on the phone. The admiral pulls it back. The ship's still begging, still being attacked. Now by torpedo boats. The admiral goes, that's it. Launch fighters again. They're like an hour away by jet, like 10 minutes away. And he says, I want to hear it directly from the president. LBJ comes on the phone and says, I want that GD boat at the bottom. Because, see, the problem was they said our ships got attacked in Tonkin. They came back 6 months later to San Diego and said, no, we weren't attacked. It hit the San Diego newspapers. Declassified 2004, it was staged. Including LBJ's tapes with McNamara the night before, we're going to stage this. This is how you do it. He's like, well, they'll attack us tomorrow, and here's what you say. You know, they don't say it staged, but they're saying it. Well, they wanted to go to war with Russia. This is Operation it's the same operation that they tried under Kennedy, and before that with Eisenhower, Northwoods. They were going to use Cuba in a fake attack on us. On ships, on troops, on bases, Guantanamo Bay, inside the U.S., military bases, malls, movie theaters, to blame it on the Cubans as an excuse to go to war with Russia. So they wanted this. They wanted to go to war with Russia. So it doesn't take away from what Israel did. The Nazis always get mad when I say, no, this is with the U.S. government. It's the reality. See, the truth is what sets you free, not lies. Does it take away from what Israel did, you idiots? I interviewed the top people to find out. I made films on it. When Candace Owens was in junior high, and I'm not comparing myself to her. I've liked Candace in the past. It's just I have too much knowledge, and I will not play the games with you. All right, here's a clip of a young man talking to Shapiro and nailing him with the USS Liberty. And Shapiro laughs, says it's an accident, says the torpedo boats were coming to help. Then they sent commandos on helicopters. They refused to get out and kill who was left. some of the first wave of jets wouldn't attack, turn back. That's a bit of the Israeli news. There's more truth in the Israeli news about this than there is here. And Shapiro knows all this. He's a little rat. Just say, Israel's done bad stuff. It's a bad chapter. He's not dumb. He knows LBJ was involved. Tell the story of a famous false flag and move on instead of acting like your shit doesn't stink. Okay? The anti-Israel people just say only their crap stinks. And then Israel says, no, our crap doesn't stink. Yours does. We take a dump. It's like a unicorn. Flowers and glitter comes out. And I'm just like, grow up, people, and stop it. Call balls and strikes. Here's the question.
Thank you for being here, Ben. You cited during your speech truth as the most important tenet of American conservatism. Why, therefore, did you call irrelevant the Israeli attack in 1967 on the USS Liberty, which left dozens of American servicemen dead and hundreds wounded?
There's a girl laughing. It's so funny, man.
So what I actually said is that if we're looking at modern Israeli-American relations, looking at an attack that happened mistakenly by multiple Navy reports, multiple Israeli reports, and all available evidence, and using that attack in order to undermine today's relations between Israel and America, that's irrelevant. As irrelevant as it would be to cite a piece of evidence from World War II or from 1776 to define America's relations with, for example, Great Britain or Germany today. That does not mean that the attack wasn't horrible for the Americans involved, that it wasn't bloody and terrible. The Israeli government paid reparations to the people who were killed. If you look at the actual military record of what happened on the USS Liberty, it was clearly a mistaken and tragic attack. The people who frequently cite the USS Liberty, however, are not talking about the specifics of the USS Liberty. I suspect that the vast majority of people who bring this up are doing so in order to suggest that Israel deliberately attacked an American ship because Israel deliberately wants to harm America. It is connected generally with a larger point. I wonder if that's
your point. No, it wanted to get us into full war with Egypt, and the U.S. wanted to go to war with Russia.
Matters. Then the Israeli government must be held accountable for that attack. The American flag was flying on that ship. You do not mistake an American ship for a foreign one.
Here's the big takeaway. The political correctness is over, guys. You're not going to censor Shapiro. And the more you try to do it, the worse it's going to get for you. We're out of time on that. Royce White, incredible job last week. He takes over right now. I can't do this without you. I'm not funded by Israel or the Qataris or the U.S. government, anybody. I'm funded by you. So I'm going to sell you things that really work. You are missing out if you don't get our methylene blue. We have the best. I ran to a lady today in the parking lot, not here, but another parking lot. She goes, I've got your methylene blue a month ago. I haven't taken it yet. And I said, what are you waiting for? It works so good. It's so good for you. Such clean energy, no letdown. 60% off on the supplements ends tomorrow. Get your Christmas orders in now. You'll still get them before Christmas. TheAlexJonesStore.com. God bless you. God bless you all. Royce White takes over now. I didn't plug last hour because I've been so focused on the news. If I don't plug, we won't be here because I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Russians or the Jews or the Easter bunnies. I am funded by you. So I'm going to sell you products that really work so you want them. Now, we got two different flavors, Fruit Punch and in Freedom Mango. I didn't name this. It's a very, it looks like a firecracker. It's a beautiful cover. Ultimate power. How about unlimited power? Emperor Palpatine. But it really is a pre-workout, post-workout, Turbo Force 2.0. I mean, this is seriously powerful, super high quality. Everything it does for your body is next level. Ignites mental clarity and focus, cleans, sustained energy, enhance blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. L-citrulline converts to L-arginine. Don't know what that does. We got the best formula of it. It's amazing. L-theanine, relax, wake up, clarity and focus. Natural caffeine from coffee concentrated. Vitamin B12, the highest quality, B6 and more. This is really strong. If you love Turbo Force, you're going to love Ultimate Power. We should call it Unlimited Power. I remember Palpatine on the cover. The point is that it funds the operation. I said, hey, we need a clone of this product or make it better for their store. And they said, okay, this is what they came out with. I've been on them for a year to do this. It's really strong. Tiny little scoop. This thing, by the way, is heavy. This is like a whole bunch of servings, like a couple months worth. So get yours now. I like the Fruit Punch flavor. And by the way, today's one of the last days where you can get 60% off on ultramethylene blue, Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more at thealexjonesshow.com. Thanks for your support. Hour number four is straight ahead.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.